to the mic then.
Hello, people. I know what you're thinking. Wait a minute. This is Burnt Out Coffee Cold Brew. But I'm streaming it right now on a platform of my choice. Well, now that we're subtly talking about streaming, let's talk about something we talked about. Thank you, Oscar. A kind of a continuing story that we... I want to say if we had one streaming service to sponsor us, I'm going to be dead honest. I wouldn't expect Disney Plus to look down on us and go, here, talk about The Mandalorian. They wouldn't. Netflix might give us a passing glance, but they're like, bitch, we're Netflix. It would have to be HBO Max because, let's be honest, we've talked about them the most.
Honestly, they wouldn't sponsor us. You know what sponsor us?
Tubi.
Crunchyroll.
Please, Crunchyroll.
Please.
Funimation too, baby. Look, I like Dub. We'll do a whole podcast dedicated on every episode of One Piece. You think we won't? You put the money in our hands. We will talk about One Piece every episode.
Give me that money. We are now the One Piece podcast. Birth out Grand One. Line.
Grand Line Coffee, baby. Here
Grand
we go.
Line Coffee.
But we're bringing
by Sanji every day.
Ooh, what are we talking? Episode 345, where Chopper discovers he has hooves for fingers.
But this how is do all- I do anything like medically wise with these things? How? I cannot hold a syringe. I can't tie anything. Look at these. Look at these. I'm supposed to be a doctor.
And then he goes into his human form. He's like, oh.
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I ate the human food.
That's why I'm able to talk.
And have digits.
But that is all to say, HBO Max, baby, is going to be the topic of today because we can't ignore the news that just happened. Last week it was announced. This is basically a continuation of our Wonder Woman episode, if you saw it, of 1985, because we talk about HBO Max because they did something. Let me put it this way.
Warner Brothers did something.
Yeah, Warner Brothers did something. They were not the first. They were not the first to do this. But I would honestly say they have the biggest press. The second biggest being the whole Scoob and Trolls World Tour. But no one expected Warner Brothers to part the clouds, look at the movie theaters and go, Kiss of Death.
Well... kind of.
I know. And you know, I love theaters. I say this prefacing all this with, I don't want movie theaters to die. I've been going to them as a kid. They are literally a sacred place to me.
And the spectacle of seeing something like a huge movie, not like some, you know, boring French film, but we lay poo-poo. So anyway, so
continue. We lay poo-poo.
I am fluent. Anyway, like seeing something on the big screen, booming sound, explosions. Like when something is a giant spectacle, you want to see it, you know, grander than life.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm it hurt because I know they're suffering, but there's always a place for them, for me at mm-hmm. least.
So the news, in case you haven't heard, I'm going to be shocked if you haven't. HBO Max has announced... well, Warner Brothers has announced that every film they're going to be releasing in 2021... it's a one-year plan, they said, but let's be honest, we know it's not a one-year plan. We know this is going to be real. We know they're like, here's a one-year plan to soften the blow of when 2022 happens. They're like, whoopsie, did we say one? We meant five.
And forever. I think this is on the heels of Disney CEO saying they're going to focus more on Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is going to be a 180 for a lot of companies. Going to be distributing their properties from now on.
Oh, yeah. We haven't even said what it is yet. So in 2021, they're releasing every movie in theaters, just in case.
I'm just saying, like, if they're learning, like
HBO Max at the same
big
time.
Big news from us, they have problems.
We are not your source of breaking news. We're your source of our hard-hitting critiques.
Awkward points of view?
Attempts at comedy that fail but also fly?
Laughing at our misfortune?
Keeping segments going way too long as the joke dies with every addition?
to the death and raising the undead, then killing them again.
Kiss of death.
And that's burnt out comedy.
We're idiots. You come because we're idiots.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We know what we are.
We know. But no, like, honestly, I wanted to read a list of the movies for you. Just because...
Hit me. Because I saw a few, but hit me.
This is the thing. This is the only caveat. These are movies that are... What's it called?
Okay, so okay, so the plan is to simultaneously release these in the theater as in streaming. They will only be streamed for a month, but they will continue to run in theaters.
Oh, I didn't know it was only for a month. So if I don't watch it that month, it's gone.
Yeah. So when they hit the theaters and streaming, they'll hit the same day. It'll stream for a month on streaming and however long their run is going to be in the theater. And then it'll go to, like, you know, buy it, whatever. And then maybe 6-8 months down the line, it might be like on the actual streaming platform. Yeah.
Okay. So it's only a 1 month premiere. That actually,
yeah,
this is going to make it sound weird. Don't hate that move that much. That makes
sense.
What
I think it is because they're not going to be upcharging the Mulan style. Mm-hmm. I think it's HBO trying to get those Disney numbers as far as subscribers.
That makes sense.
It's a very smart move. So what I want you to do is I want you to hit me with each movie, and I'm going to react to each one individually.
Okay. So everyone knows the only caveat with this news of this list is these are proposed. This is a proposed list.
Correct.
We don't know if they're actually going to do this release on these days because productions got pushed back and everything. So take it with a grain of salt. Number one, Mortal Kombat.
We haven't seen anything for this film at all.
So I know it's going to get pushed, definitely.
Hell yeah, it's going to get pushed. We've gotten casting. We've gotten no plot. No, I mean, it's Mortal Kombat. It doesn't really need a plot. It got everyone into techno in the late 90s. But that and Blade. But it's like... I do want to see it because I feel like they're...
I'm glad it's coming to streaming. It's one of those movies that's... I'm like, would I have seen in theaters? Yes. Do I prefer to see it streaming where I don't have to pay a thing? Also, yes.
Like, if they told me today that the original Mortal Kombat will be in a limited release in theaters, knowing how shitty it is, I will go watch it.
Yeah. There you go. There we go. Now we're going to see it on HBO Max. All right. This list is long, so we got to chug it through.
Hit me.
Something called The Little Things, which has Jared Leto and Denzel Washington.
You said Jared Leto. Skip.
So this one, now you have no excuse, Oscar. You're fucked. We're doing a continuation of our live action animation. Tom and Jerry! We're doing it, Oscar.
You know what? No excuse. If it's streaming, I already pay for HBO. I'm down. I'll deal with you. I got you, baby. I got you.
We got this.
The only thing I'm looking forward to Tom and Jerry is they don't talk.
Mm-hmm. So it'll be in March.
I appreciate
it. The Many Saints of Newark. Reminiscence.
Hey, comment below. What the hell is that?
Yeah. What about reminiscence? R-E-M-I-N-I-S-C-E-N-C-E.
Hippopotamus.
Godzilla versus King Kong. That fucking shout.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait, baby. Give it to me now.
We're doing the week of release. So basically, we're going to have to watch that recorded at the time.
I really hope it comes out for my birthday month. I want it so bad.
Supposedly, it says May.
That's not anywhere close.
That's way after.
I was hoping for sooner.
Nope. The Conjuring.
The movie's done. Just give it to me now.
Nope. The Conjuring. The devil made me do it. Sounds like... The devil made me do it, daddy.
Listen, like, my thing is, like, I can get along with these films, but after it's, like, the third, eighth one, I can't do them anymore. But go on. Uh-oh, that face.
Okay, so I'm just going to say this one quick, real easy. Like, this one I'm excited for, Lin-Manuel Miranda's In the Heights is coming out. That's going to be a good one. So, Oscar. So, you said yes to Tom and Jerry, right?
Fuck.
So we need to watch one more movie before this one comes out.
No!
Because Space Jam, A New Legacy, supposedly comes out July.
Ah! I knew you were going to do it.
We're going to do a Space Jam double feature, baby. Back weeks. Oh, this is going to be the year you hate me. This is 2021, the year I ruin our friendship, and I'm happy to do it. I'm happy. Oh. Yeah.
Listen, once I know the plot of it, I might be a little more interested in it, but it's just LeBron doing the same thing. So that's why I'm not excited for it, but we'll see.
We'll do a double feature and we'll see if it matters. Oh, this one I'm actually really fucking excited for, Suicide Squad.
I totally forgot that was Warner Brothers.
Mm-hmm, that's Warner Brothers.
Yeah, DC maybe. You know what? Yeah, I mean, like all those characters, I know diddly squat, except for like a handful, but there's so many in there.
Mm-hmm.
So that means a lot of them are gonna die, which I'm happy about. But I'm honestly excited to see Polka Dot Man.
Yeah, me too. Oscar, we're gonna have to bring it back year later. Almost a year. October 1st comes out Dune. It's gonna be a good year.
Listen, Jason Momoa playing Duncan Idaho is the only thing saving that for me.
Richard.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick. Oscar Isaac just got casted to play Solid Snake.
Yo, I actually fucking like that. I fucking like that. Yeah.
Snake. It's gonna be so good.
You forget this is audio, and that is going to destroy so many fucking ears.
So you like to play Castlevania?
I apologize to any Bean team that continued to listen right now. If you're still here, you're troopers.
Listen, out of all these crazy adaptations, Metal Gear Solid is solid to be a good live action adaptation.
Joke of the year, folks. December. It took all of December. It took till December, but we hit the joke of the year. And lastly, Oscar. There's so much more. The major. Okay, let's speed round this because I know. Yeah. Like, let me see. Yeah.
I say year name.
The Matrix Part 4. Yay. Matrix 4. Sherlock Holmes 3. Fuck yeah! Excited for that one. Cry Macho, which is a Clint Eastwood movie. So
I'll take it.
Yeah. The older he gets, the films just get more and more.
Honestly, the only movie of his I did not like was Million Dollar Baby. I've loved them all.
Is the Million Dollar Baby the one where he's an old man? He like fucks like a young girl or something.
What's
like
he do?
The one where he's like this dude who's like, you talked about it. Like he's smuggling money or something. Oh,
that's the Mule.
Is that one good? Because you described that as horrible. Was it you or did I hear from someone else?
You heard from someone else. I haven't seen it.
I heard it's horrible. I heard so many.
That's literally his last one and I haven't seen it.
Judas and the Black Messiah.
Is that a comedy?
It's a Black Panther movie and it's betrayal to the FBI informant. Those Who Wish Me Dead. And God, these fucking names. Malignant. M-A-L-I. No. Shut up. M-A-L-I-G-N-A-N-T.
So that again, I can't see. Your screen's it's all white.
It's M-A-L-I-G-N-A-N-T.
N-A-N-T?
Yeah, here we go. I know how to do it.
Malignant?
No.
That's malignant.
No, that's not malignant. That's not. Listen to pronunciation. Malignant. Fuck. And that was this episode of Burnt Out Coffee. I hope you enjoyed our hot take on... We didn't even really get to talk about it because Oscar is officially dying as we speak. So thank you. If you like this episode, make sure to like it. Subscribe to the podcast. You know, just follow us wherever you're listening to. We really appreciate it. Our question for you is, what movie are you excited for? Do you think this model will help HBO Max? Or do you think... this will hurt theaters more. What are your general thoughts? And also, our special second question is, can you spell, if you saw the word malignant, would you say malignant? Because I wouldn't. Thank you. I'm Drew Purisato at Ryder Rosado. That's Oscar Fernandez at Oscar Farts. We'll see you in the next episode of Burnt Out Coffee Cold Brew. See ya.
Bye.
I'm gonna fucking get water.